You go into your shower feeling tired, but as soon as you reach for the Irish Spring, your day immediately gets better. That crisp, fresh, unmistakable Irish Spring scent zings your brain and awakens your senses. So when you finally emerge from the shower 37 minutes later because you pay the water bill so you can stay in there as long as you want, you're ready to take on the day and smell great doing it. Irish Spring Body Wash and Bar Soap. Fresh, green, Irish. Shop now at a store near you.
When you buy Kroger brand products, you feel like you're winning. That's because they offer proven quality at lower than low prices. In fact, we guarantee that you and your family will love how Kroger brand products taste, or you get your money back. So next time you're shopping for the family, look for delicious Kroger brand products, because they'll make you all feel like you're winning. Shop now, in-store, or online. Kroger, fresh for everyone.
This is Amy Brown from Four Things with Amy Brown. Today, healthier is happening at CVS Health in more ways than you've ever seen. It's wellness destinations for seniors, including select locations with Oak Street Health and CVS Pharmacy. It's doctors, nurses, pharmacists, and everyone in between offering quality care and support virtually, in person, and on the phone. It's in-home evaluations through Signify Health and meeting mental health needs through Aetna. And those are just a few of the ways that healthier is happening. To see more, visit cvshealth.com/healthierhappenstogether. CVS Pharmacy, Oak Street Health, CVS Specialty, Signify Health, and Aetna are part of CVS Health. Eligibility and services vary by location and individual.
Good Morning Football is a production of the NFL in partnership with iHeartRadio.
Welcome to Good Morning Football. We are live in New York City. It is right. Wednesday, March 27th. I'm Sarah Walsh alongside Kyle Brandt, Jason McCourty, Devin McCourty, and a whole lot of hats.
a whole lot of hats.
There's a reason for that because we are playing a round of no cap. You guys ready?
Yes. Devin, this is an awkward question. Do you have the same size head as Jason? Like,
I think so.
Because we do this segment and the hats look like giant frying pans on him.
Yeah.
So I wonder if it'll look the same on you. You guys, you don't know? Like, you don't have the same size helmet when you played or something?
Yeah, for the most part. I'm just hoping I don't grab the hat that you had on last.
It'll be roomy. Mine's on the one dot hinge, trust me. Let's go.
All right. 32 teams on the table.
All right.
29 days until the draft. Grab the cap of the team. Here's where we're starting. That really needs to nail their first round pick.
We got
Jeff. Is that a Jets hat right there next to you?
Right there. Toss
that thing to me right there. Usually comes in the air.
You said you watched the segment, right?
Yep. So I'm going with the New York Jets. Really need to nail their first round draft pick. Aaron Rodgers is coming back to torn Achilles and all that. He's going to be ready to go. They need to bring somebody in, whether it's a lineman, whether it's a weapon, whoever it is, somebody to help this team get over the hump. Last year, you can call it a mulligan, whatever you want to call it. They brought the entire staff back with the thought of we are chasing a Super Bowl. Last year, everybody thought they might have gone offensive tackle. The guy they wanted was off the board. They drafted Will McDonald. He was a guy on the defensive line. Didn't get a ton of snaps. The Jets, they have to hit it big. There's a lot of hopes. Jets fans will lose their mind if they go through what they went through last year. It just continues to happen to them. Jets hit the first round pick. Hit the ground running and go try to chase the Super Bowl.
I like it. What's your flavor, Dev?
What we got? What we got here?
Pick all 32 flavors.
I'm going with the Arizona Cardinals. Why am I going with the Arizona Cardinals? Last year wasn't the ideal season from a record standpoint, but when you watch this team, they were better than you thought. Kyler Murray comes back. They drafted Paris Johnson last year, 6th pick overall. I got a chance to be around him in the offseason. The guy was fantastic. Leader of the group, wants to be that first round pick. So I think this team needs to now not just have another season where you're like, man, they played hard, they were competitive, but take the next step. And I think that comes with getting the guys in Marvin Harrison Jr. Is it trading back and getting maybe another first-round pick this year and one next year or two second-round picks? I think they have an opportunity to really take advantage of this draft and now turn into a team that people talk about. They have a chance to take the step the Houston Texans took last year, and I'm excited to see it.
It doesn't sound like a compliment, but I feel like literally the toughest four-win team.
I agree.
Yes.
I'm not even joking when I say that. Like, great wins, always fought. But who needs to nail the first? I'm just going to go here.
Yep.
You go with the one hinge. This is the Bears. Now, listen, we can spend the rest of the show, the rest of the month, the rest of the offseason talking about Caleb. Number one, that guy has to work. It has to work. And I remember giving the same speech about Justin Fields has to work. They've gone 100 years without a franchise quarterback. If he doesn't work, he didn't work. But also, more interestingly, what's the 9 pick? You're sitting there at 9. Are they moving? Everybody seems to be mocking Roma Dunze from Washington that, like, they're going to bring another wide receiver. I initially was like, no, I mean, we got the wideouts covered. Let's get a pass rusher. Screw that. As much soft cushioning and feathers you can put in that nest for Caleb, I think they're not done. Spend every pick on wide receivers and linemen. The defense is the defense. It's fine. We need Caleb to work. Bring in a wide receiver. Bring in anything. The Bears have to hit the number one, obviously, but they got to hit that 9. If just the 1 works and the 9 blows it, that's not a good draft.
I will take, give me a number 2. Is there a Commander's cap over there?
Sure, right there.
There has to be, obviously. Yeah. I know what you're saying about the Bears, but this is a Washington team. The futility at quarterback, we have rotated and switched and traded and done everything and spent all the money, and it has not worked. 27 starting quarterbacks since 2027. You know what I found out this week?
Yeah.
27 names will not fit on a full screen. We tried. It doesn't work. It's a mess. We can't even put all your quarterbacks on a full screen in the TV business. That's a problem. We don't want to go to 2 pages of a full screen. That's just a disaster, and now people have tuned out. 27 starting quarterbacks. In all of that time since 2000, you have had 2 guys, also discussed already this week, you have 2 guys start consecutive seasons. That it was Kirk Cousins, and it was Jason Campbell.
Yep.
This is a franchise that has changed its name. It's changed its ownership. It's now changed its coaches. They have every year in Washington, this is it. We're finally going to get the act together. We're finally going to do it. Dan Campbell, everybody loves Dan Campbell. Yeah. People want Dan Campbell to be successful. I love Dan Campbell. They got to get a quarterback that they can stick with.
Dan Quinn.
We love Dan Campbell. They have to have a quarterback that's going to stick around for more than a second there. And so Washington has to nail
it. I like it. What do we got next?
Oh, what do we got next? Yeah. That's on my job, too. I'm sorry.
I can do it if you
Look,
want.
Look, I was stuck on the 27 names on the full screen. It just really rattled me there. It was announced yesterday that Hard Knocks in season is going to now focus on an entire division, not just one team. So grab the caps of the division. You want to see features.
We got you.
What I love about this segment is that no one knows what anyone's going to answer. Nope. So it gives me great satisfaction. I'm choosing a division I know all of you guys want. Pass me the Titans hat, the Colts hat, the Texans hat,
and
the Jaguars hat. I know all of you guys were rolling with the AFC South, and you're so upset that you weren't able to get it. And I know.
Colts right there.
Come on, Dev. Like, get with it.
And what are we missing? The Texans.
Come on now.
Here we go.
There we go. All right. I'm rolling with the AFC South as my division. This is a division that nobody wants to talk about. The one that they're always saying, all right, we got this new team, that new team, this new quarterback, all of that, this, that, and all that. And what I love about them, this is a team with quarterbacks. You look at Anthony Richardson, you look at Will Levis, you're looking at Shane Steichen leading this team, and you're looking at C.J. Stroud, and you're looking at Trevor Lawrence. All of these young guys that are developing and are going to be exciting. I want to follow these divisions. I want to see what they're saying about each other the week of those games. And I want to unturn new stones. There's teams that have never won a Super Bowl in this division. Yeah, we can look at all the Andy Reids and the Harbaughs and the Tomlins and all of those guys that we know everything about them. Let's talk about a division that's not often talked about. And I'm rolling with the AFC South. You guys, I know you got to scramble now to figure out who yours is.
Yeah, that's the hot one.
Didn't you guys tell me TVs about, like, you want to see things? Like, no one wants to see that. What do we want to see? You know we want to see.
Right. AFC
I'm sorry,
East.
I took everybody's thing.
No, it's okay.
AFC East, we got the Pats, Bills.
And then who are we missing? Miami?
Miami, right there. What, like, instant TV is this guy. It's Mike McDaniel. I got a chance to talk to him at the owners' meetings. First thing he says to me, he goes, bro, Vince Carter. I just met Vince Carter. Vince Carter came up to me, said he wanted to meet me. He said, I told Vince, you can come live at my house. Come play on the team. So this is like,
true?
We already saw some Mike McDaniel this year. So we'll see more of that, right? Get them in on it. Aaron Rodgers, like, don't we want to see Aaron Rodgers? What if the Jets really draft a quarterback in the second round? Will we not want to see how Aaron Rodgers is interacting with the kid? Will we get the Johnny Manziel and Brian Hoyer stories? Will we get more of that? Stephon Diggs and Josh Allen. What's the marriage really like? Yeah, take us behind. Like, is it love is blind? Like, was this like a match made? They never met each other and they came. And now it's at that point where it's been like, we want to see that. And then last but not least, everybody wants
last
to see.
Last but not least.
What's happening in New England? We all want to see. Is it going to be more times to cover your face or are we going to be back? Like, we want to see that. So it's definitely the AFC East.
And yeah, they're definitely last.
Yeah.
All right. Jay, that was a good one. Dev, that was a good one. Throw me that Cards hat. I'm going out west. Listen, the East Coast here, sometimes maybe you don't see as many of their games as you should. You need stars. This guy right here is the best football coach in the NFL. I'll say it again. McVay is going to be a big star. I love him. He's out there in California. He'll be great. Also, like you tell me you don't want a piece of this hangover and see what the cure is for this guy. I can't get enough Shanahan. I can't get enough Lynch. The Brandon Ayuk stuff is already fascinating. It is an A-plus usage of emojis. Some of the best I've ever seen. Ayuk, I'm sure Lynch hated it. I loved it. Then our guy, John Gannon here in Arizona, the guy who won the coach's photo, who was yoked out of his mind, Jonathan Gannon, more like Jonathan Cannons. I mean, I love Gannon. I love what they got going. I'll say it again. I promise I'm not insulting you. Toughest 4-win team I've ever seen.
Yeah.
A lot of 4-win teams say, screw it, we quit. They did not. And then listen, allegedly, the head coach of the Seahawks is named Mike McDonald. He has to be the least famous coach in the league right now. Maybe that's a good thing. Like, if Mike McDonald, who came from Baltimore and everything's got a great thing going on, walks down like Main Street USA in any town, I don't think he's getting stopped by anybody. It used to be Matt Eberflus was the 32nd most famous coach in the league. He's not anymore. Get a couple number one picks in a row, that happens. Mike McDonald. And you're not like, Mike McDaniel? No. Mike McDonald is the guy. And that'd be really cool if the Seahawks blew up and Mike McDonald, it's actually MacDonald. It's a M-A-C. It's not even you know, the fast food. Mike McDonald. I want a piece of him. Stars, new stories. Underrated guys, big biceps. I like the West. Sarah, what do you
like? Big biceps.
I like it. You should get it. It's crazy yoked.
Give me the AFC West because yesterday as we were talking about this and do we like the division situation, and I like it because you can go back and forth. You've got options. Charger. And then we were talking about there's certain rules with Hard Knocks previously on how you could use people. And so technically, Jim Harbaugh, would he fall under the rule because he's a new coach with a new team and then you couldn't get that? I mean, let's give me where we're going. Let's give me Harbaugh all the time.
That should be the whole show. Yeah. Never mind.
That's what I'm saying. Like, do you honestly look? Well, Antonio's out here, but where are we going to go? We're going to go Harbaugh. We go to the soundbite. Look, these guys are always great. They're always good TV. But we know what to expect. Give me Harbaugh.
What
we
got
Broncos.
Shot.
What's happening over there? Like, who's the quarterback? It doesn't matter. But here's what guarantees us we're going to get Harbaugh. If we have to go around the rules because the new coach, they don't have to be on, this is how we get around it. So we might as well just go.
Great idea.
I don't think we imagine how hard it was going to be to do four hats at once when you got to grab the whole division.
You know what we'll do next?
That's the first time we've done that.
There is no next. But what we'll do is we'll be like, so which conference? And we'll just go 16 hats at one time. That's what I want to do. Let's do it. What's next?
Here's what's next. We got college pro days. They're here. We got some action today with this thing going on. NFL Plus, get access to exclusive live coverage of top draft prospects. For example, like today, LSU's Jaden Daniels in action. UNC's Drake May tomorrow. You can catch it all on NFL
Where's the
Plus.
Third question? What
they
happened?
They got killed.
We had a third question. Why?
We're
that was my favorite
much.
One.
Yeah, no kidding.
We got the revamped Panthers. That's why, Kyle. The revamped Panthers are looking for a better showing. Adam Thielen's going to... What was the question that we killed?
It was about Easter eggs, and we all planned and had thoughts about it. But you know what? Texas big man, Tavondre Sweat, joins us. Jason, you like this guy.
I love Tavondre Sweat. He had the best soundbite at the Combine this year.
Woo!
Heisman!
You go into your shower feeling tired. But as soon as you reach for the Irish Spring, your day immediately gets better. That crisp, fresh, unmistakable Irish Spring scent zings your brain and awakens your senses. So when you finally emerge from the shower, 37 minutes later, because you pay the water bill so you can stay in there as long as you want, you're ready to take on the day. And smell great doing it. Irish Spring Body Wash and Bar Soap. Fresh, green, Irish. Shop now at a store near you.
You're a growing business, which means you need every spare hour you can find. That's why the most successful growing businesses are working together in Slack. Slack is where work happens, with all your people, data, and information in one AI-powered place. Start a call instantly in huddles and ditch cumbersome calendar invites. Or build an automation with Workflow Builder to take routine tasks off your plate. No coding required. Grow your business in Slack. Visit slack.com to get started.
Spectrum One is a big deal. You get Spectrum Internet with the most reliable internet speeds, free advanced Wi-Fi for enhanced security and privacy, and a free Spectrum Mobile Unlimited line with nationwide 5G included, all while saving big. For the big speed, big reliability, and big savings you want, get Spectrum One. Just $49.99 a month for 12 months. Visit spectrum.com/bigdeal for full details. Offer subject to change. Valid for qualified residential customers only. Service not available in all areas. Restrictions apply.
Let y'all know, I'm doing everything at the combine before y'all even ask. I feel like a lot of y'all gonna be like, when I run this 40, you know? I'm gonna shock a lot of y'all, you know?
The Big 12 Defensive Player of the Year. Warren always referred to those fellas who might be larger in stature and slow, considered as pace cars for me.
Yeah.
Letting y'all know I'm going to do everything on Good Morning Football. And when they hear my responses to those questions, they're just going to be like, Our next guest is about to cause some serious problems for offenses in the NFL. He's a big man out of Texas. Please give a warm welcome for defensive tackle Tavondre Sweat.
What's up, Tavondre? Let's go, baby. Come on now.
What's good? Thank y'all, man. Thank y'all for the opportunity.
Yes, we appreciate you, man, doing the Heisman polls in college, catching touchdown passes, doing it all. And Tavondre, you said before the combine even started that you were going to shock everyone with your 40 time. 6'4", 366 pounds, and this man ran a 5.27.
Yeah, baby.
Take us through the run. Did you feel like you shocked everyone? Did you know you were going to run that fast time? And what were the scouts saying after you clocked that 5.2?
I mean, me personally, I knew the whole time I knew I was fast, man. Everybody like be scared of my number when I step on the scale, but me personally, I can move for a big man. And I just had the opportunity to go show that, so I had to put a lot on a lot of people's faces. So.
We love it. We love it here. The Texas defensive line obviously caused major problems, not only because of you, but your teammate, Byron Murphy. You two have been playing next to each other for the past three seasons. You're both top prospects heading into this draft. So just how cool is it that you get to go through this process together?
It's very awesome, man. Murphy's a great guy. But like I said in one of my interviews, they all give kudos to me and Murph. Like, yeah, like we're the top defensive tackles, but I feel like a lot of people don't see who's next to us. You know what I mean? Like, look at the other guys that's working to help us get this opportunity. You know, you got Ethan Burt, Ben Sorrell. You got Alfred Collins, Vernon Bryden, Aaron Bryant. You got those guys now. Then we got some, we got those guys. So, like, I give all credit to me and Murph, but we wouldn't be able to do it without those guys. As you see, on one of the plays, Murph had a big play. How you get it? Because our other guys helped. So I give all kudos to the other guys.
It's a great answer. And you got a whole fraternity of Longhorns waiting for you in the NFL, too, that I know are excited to play with you and against you. I got to ask, Tavondre, you're a big, powerful man like you. You got to eat. You're up early in the morning with us. Did you get breakfast yet? What'd you have? Let us know.
Actually, I haven't ate yet.
Oh, my gosh.
Not yet.
Right. Well, we're going to get you out of here. You're as big and as powerful as you are. We got to get some breakfast to start the day. First, here's the treat, though. We love talking about this. You play at UT. Eventually, you're going to run into McConaughey. We're talking Matthew McConaughey. You would hang with him on the sidelines during games. What's your first impression of meeting him? And like, what does he say during games? What's it like?
I believe my first impression, when I think I was a freshman, it was like a freshman or sophomore, and we got to watch one of his brand new movies. I forgot what the movie was called, but we got to watch his brand new movie before he even came out. Then it was like later on, I seen him in the locker room. I was like, oh, snap, this is real. You know what I'm saying? I was like, this is real. You know, so it was just pretty cool. I mean, I had built the relationship over the years, as you know. Really what he'll say to me is like, you know, he'd do like his little accent voice. He'd be like, come on, Sweat. Go do it. Let's do it, baby. Let's do it. It like his little voice he'd be having. It was pretty awesome. So it was cool.
Hell yes. Awesome.
Man, I love that. And
It makes you feel like you're back in the movies, and it reminds me of being in New England, and Mark Wahlberg would come into the locker room, and we'd be taking pictures. He'd be cursing us out, like, true Boston guy. So it was a lot of fun. And you'll see, you get in the NFL, it's all about versatility. And you obviously shined at the Senior Bowl during the defensive practices. But we also saw you taking some reps on offense, catching the passes, doing different things. Is there a time that you think in the NFL you're going to have some goal line opportunities to get in there, catch some touchdowns? Are you looking forward to that?
Man, I'm looking 100% for scoring a touchdown in the NFL. That's on my bucket list. If I could do that, that'll be awesome.
Now, if you do, what's your celebration?
We
saw the Heisman polls. What you got in the league?
Oh, it's going to be real good. You know, everybody can be like, these boys can't dance, but, you know, I'm going to break out a little dance move.
Oh, my God.
I love that. And if you do show off the dance moves, I'm pretty sure you probably got them from moms, because behind every big man, there's a strong mother. And we know you're extremely close to your mom. She's your biggest fan, supporter throughout your entire football career. You're getting ready to get drafted next month. What is this moment going to mean for your mom as she watches her son possibly walk across the stage or enter a new city and fulfill his dream?
It's going to be amazing, man. I've been working all my life for this, you know, and she's been watching me grow from little to now, you know what I mean? So it's going to be amazing when she gets to see me or get to be by me when my name get called. So honestly, I just can't wait for that moment, and she get to enjoy that moment with me. Honestly, it's really no words, really. Like, I love that woman to death, man. She's my right hand, and I can't wait for that opportunity.
Tavondre, we can't wait either. Oh, yeah. It's going to be a special moment. It's going to be something that you guys are never going to forget. Man, congratulations already on what you have been able to accomplish, and good luck with the upcoming draft.
Hey, thank y'all. And thank y'all for having me.
All right, let's get to our next guest, who will be playing for Dave Canales, a seasoned NFL veteran, a very close friend of the show. He is coming off his first season in Carolina. Please give a warm welcome to Panthers wide receiver Adam Thielen.
Let's go, baby! Yo!
Adam, you are coming off a 1,000-yard season in Carolina. I talked to you at training camp. You've been doing this for a long time now. And 2013, you're an undrafted free agent, and to have played as long as you have now in this league, what are your feelings going into yet another season as you get prepared?
I'm excited. I feel great. You know, it's always good when you can come out of the season and you feel healthy, you can get right back to training, kind of get focused on your goals for the next year. Sometimes I forget what year I am. You know, going into year 12 doesn't sound right. But, you know, I'm excited about a new staff with a lot of energy, like you guys said, and just the people that he brought around. You know, I've been able to be around some of them. They're just good people first, and then great coaches second. And, you know, just the little time I've been around some of the staff, you can tell that they're not just great people. They are really good coaches, and they love the game, and it's fun to be around.
You've really been through it all, man. I can't believe you're that many seasons deep. It's crazy that it happened like that. But you've had so many teammates, so many coaches. You really, last season, I'm sure, was very challenging. It was a tough year. But now you get this new head coach, not only in Carolina, but just new on the scene, like brand new Dave Canales. I know you're around Carolina. Have you been able to spend some time with him? And, like, tell us the vibe. You have so much insight in this. What's he like?
Yeah, you know, spending the whole season, or I guess the off season, here in Charlotte's been different for us, but kids in school and all that, it's a great city. But with that being said, I've been able to be around the facility, go in there and train, been able to be around Dave, Coach Canales, and really get to know him. And it's been really cool because, you know, before he was hired, I didn't really know a lot about him. I knew of him, didn't know a lot about him. So really to hear his background, his coaching background, you know, maybe the little bit of chip on his shoulder he has from being overlooked for a lot of years, and what he's able to do with a lot of different quarterbacks that he had in his room over the years, it really impressed me. But again, it all comes back to the energy he brings too, the passion. You can tell he's a real guy. Like, one of the first conversations we had, I'm not going to get into details, but he was extremely real with me and very honest and open. And you can really respect that, because in this league, like I said, I've been around for 12 years. You don't get a lot of that. So I'm really excited to get to actual work with them, not just, you know, the little bit I've been around him. But it'll be fun to really get into football and to see what he can do with a lot of young, talented guys we have on this roster.
And that means a lot coming from a guy like you that has seen it all and done it all in this league. Canales isn't the only guy coming to Carolina this offseason. Guys also had a big offseason move in trading for receiver Deontay Johnson from the Pittsburgh Steelers. What impresses you about his game? And have you been able to talk to him at all? How much can he help you guys on the offensive side of the ball this season?
Yeah, just knowing him from afar, you know, watching his games, watching some of his highlights, his tape. What really impressed me about him is his ability to separate. He's a great route runner. You know, a lot of guys are either pegged as a speed guy or a great route runner guy. I feel like he's kind of got the whole bag. You know, he can do it all. He's fast. He can separate. He can run all the routes. You know, I've seen some of his route running. He does a great job at the top of his routes, creating separation and then ultimately finishing. I know he had some issues early in his career with dropping the football, but that's not what you see on tape. He makes contested catches. He makes one-handed catches on the sideline, toe tappers. So, you know, I'm really excited to go to work with him. I was able to meet him very quickly when he signed, and, you know, he kind of talked about how he's watched my game and things like that. So I'm excited to kind of learn from him and help him in any aspect that I can, or any aspect that I can help him.
Yeah, it's awesome to see another weapon to give Bryce Young. And I know for Bryce Young, it wasn't the best rookie start that a guy can ask for. But what did you see from Bryce last year that gives you encouragement going into this season? Like, what really impressed you last season?
Yeah, well, I'll say this. I mean, I think everything was stacked against him last year, unfortunately. And I'm not going to get into the detail of why that was, but I'm just really excited for him to just have a fresh start, you know, an ability to just have good coaching staff that is going to put a plan together that helped him be successful, and also to put people around him to help him be successful. So with that being said, I think what he really showed is his maturity over the year. I think his ability at times to just be very honest in front of the room and say, hey, this is what I'm not doing very well, and this is what I need to get better at, and please hold me accountable, I thought was really impressive for a young guy. And you know, his maturity level over the season just was really cool to see. And his ability to handle adversity. I don't know how much adversity Bryce has had over his football career, and to handle the amount of adversity he did, and just to show up every week, week in, week out, put his, you know, head down and work, try to lead to the best of his ability, was really impressive. And what makes me excited about year two with him.
You know, we talked about this at the beginning of this interview. You went undrafted, as I mentioned, in 2013, got yourself a contract after a rookie tryout with the Vikings. You have parlayed that into a very long NFL career. So what is your advice to some of these players who may not hear their name called next month?
Yeah, it's obviously frustrating to not hear your name call. You put all the work in, you know, you feel like you have the ability to do it. But at the end of the day, you just got to put that chip on your shoulder and use it to your advantage. You know, I think it's something that I've always done over my career. Anytime someone says I can't do something, anyone says I'm not good enough to do something, I put that on my shoulder as a chip, and I use it for motivation. Every single day I go to work out, every single day I go to the facility, that's my motivation. And all I can say is don't start counting numbers. Don't see how many receivers there are, how many are going to make the team. Just go out there, put your best foot forward, and they're going to find a way to keep you around. You know, sometimes it doesn't feel very promising, but I promise you, they're going to find a way to keep you around, and eventually you get your opportunity to really show what you can do.
Man, if things were different back then, you would have been in that sweet, sweet Minnesota State NIL money. I'm telling you, man, all day long, Thielen, that would have been something. But listen, you're in Carolina with your family now, and you're all in on the Panthers. But what's really cool about you, you still find ways to give back to the Minnesota community, where you'll always be remembered, you'll always be heralded there. The Thielen Foundation has extended its partnership with the athleisure and lifestyle brand Unreal. It's called Unreal, to bring some really cool stuff to the Minnesota era. Tell us more about it.
Yeah, thanks to Unreal, obviously, partnering with us and have a long connection with Michael Jordan. Sure, his name is Michael Jordan, the owner of Unreal. Not the Michael Jordan that everybody knows, but I have a long connection with him. He actually went to Minnesota State Mankato, a couple of years younger than me. But, you know, to have a partnership with them and them to really just support our foundation, donating over $100,000 for the next 3 years to help us bring opportunities and resources to youth that really need it. And in the state of Minnesota, who's done so much for my wife and I, when we started the foundation, we knew that we wanted to give back to Minnesota in a big way because of what Minnesota means to both of us. So I'm excited to be able to do that, really bring some really cool things to some inner city schools, some schools that just don't have resources, opportunities to revamp their weight rooms, get them new gear, new jerseys, something to make them excited to play sport. And in turn, when you're excited to play sports, you got to get good grades, and eventually you'll end up graduating high school and going on to do bigger and better things. So we've already seen a lot of success with doing some of those things. So we're just going to continue to do it bigger and better with great partnerships like Unreal.
The Thielen Foundation and you as a family, you've always had that gear. In addition to football, you always do the stuff off the field. It's one of the reasons we respect you. It's so cool you joined us today, man. We're always excited to watch you in the fall. Before you go, tough question, yes or no. Dave Canales, most handsome coach you've ever played for?
Yes.
Yeah. Yeah.
No doubt.
Somewhere Mike Zimmer is just furious. How can you do me like that, Thielen?
I hesitate.
You're the best, man.
Appreciate you, man.
Thanks, guys.
Talk to you at training camp again, Adam. You know, he was talking about Bryce Young and how this season would be different. They've really bulked up that offensive line this offseason, paid some big money. They got my guy, Joe Gilbert, coaching that offensive line. Coming up, South Carolina quarterback Spencer Rattler joins us to talk about his rising draft stock heading into next month.
You go into your shower feeling tired. But as soon as you reach for the Irish Spring, your day immediately gets better. That crisp, fresh, unmistakable Irish Spring scent zings your brain and awakens your senses. So when you finally emerge from the shower, 37 minutes later, because you pay the water bill so you can stay in there as long as you want, you're ready to take on the day. And smell great doing it. Irish Spring Body Wash and Bar Soap. Fresh, green, Irish. Shop now at a store near you.
You're a growing business, which means you need every spare hour you can find. That's why the most successful growing businesses are working together in Slack. Slack is where work happens, with all your people, data, and information in one AI-powered place. Start a call instantly in huddles and ditch cumbersome calendar invites. Or build an automation with Workflow Builder to take routine tasks off your plate. No coding required. Grow your business in Slack. Visit slack.com to get started.
Spectrum One is a big deal. You get Spectrum Internet with the most reliable internet speeds, free advanced Wi-Fi for enhanced security and privacy, and a free Spectrum Mobile Unlimited line with nationwide 5G included, all while saving big. For the big speed, big reliability, and big savings you want, get Spectrum One. Just $49.99 a month for 12 months. Visit spectrum.com/bigdeal for full details. Offer subject to change. Valid for qualified residential customers only. Service not available in all areas. Restrictions apply.
Good morning, football.
Here we go. This guy has the strongest arm in this year's draft class. I believe it. He's made his name known throughout all of college football in that community. He played at both Oklahoma and South Carolina. Please give a warm welcome, my friends, to quarterback Spencer Rattler.
What's up, Spencer?
What's going on, guys? Appreciate you having me.
Appreciate you coming on. I meant what I said. We've all seen you play a lot of college football, and now you're making the jump. It's very exciting. You were the MVP of the 2024 Senior Bowl. You completed all of your passes. You hit a 29-yard touchdown pass, put your squad up early. You played well. You looked great. How are you feeling right now at this point, between the ears? You still got a long way to go between the now and the draft, but you've been through a lot. How's your state of mind right now?
You know, I feel great. You know, put in a lot of hard work. Obviously, nowhere near finished. I wanted to accomplish my goals going down there to the Senior Bowl, you know, get to know new guys, have fun, you know, acclimate in a new environment, get in and out the huddle, and then, you know, have a successful week of practice and obviously in the game as well. So that was just, you know, the first step of this process, and I enjoyed it and I'm still enjoying it.
And you're still continuing to dominate the process, because earlier this month you threw at South Carolina's Pro Day and you impressed everybody that was in attendance. And you did it specifically with the deep ball, throwing the ball down the field. Talk to us a little bit about your game and how you think it's going to translate at the next level.
You know, the deep ball is my favorite throw. I mean, every quarterback's favorite throw is pumping it out there down the field, trying to, you know, hit him in stride. You know, obviously I want one or two back from the Pro Day, but, you know, felt like we had a great Pro Day. Guys ran great routes, you know, had great catches, and, you know, I just put it out there for him. So I feel like, you know, the deep ball can be a weapon, you know, if you can use it, and obviously want to keep working on it, but nothing better than hitting a deep shot down the field.
You know, the attention you're getting, it's nothing new to you. You were highly recruited at a very young age. You started receiving college offers as early as your freshman year of high school. How do you think that kind of spotlight being on you at such a young age helped you to handle the pressure of the situation you're stepping into now?
I think, you know, just like you said, having that attention at a young age, you know, it makes you grow up a little quicker, makes you understand how to handle media, you know, how to handle yourself in public. And, you know, I've been very blessed. You know, I don't complain about the situation I'm in. I'm very blessed and fortunate, you know, because a lot of people, you know, a lot of kids are looking up to us. And, you know, I can't complain, and I enjoy it every single day.
Man, that's awesome. Man, we talk about you being in the spotlight, but you've also played behind some pretty talented guys, playing behind Jalen Hurts, playing behind Caleb Williams, and then going out and flourishing after that. What did you take away from those experiences? How did they change you as a player, and how will that help you going forward in the NFL?
You know, it was a great first year at Oklahoma, you know, getting to sit behind Jalen and learn and really get to see how he processed the game, how he worked each and every single day. So I think that was a, you know, crucial redshirt year for me. And then going into 2020, you know, getting the job and playing half of 2021, we had a lot of success. You know, we're on a 15-16 game win streak coming off a Big 12 championship. So I was very fortunate to be able to play there, have some success, hit some adversity. And I think, you know, the adversity I went through was a blessing in disguise. You know, it's helped me get to where I'm at now. And, you know, I wouldn't change a thing. So going through all those things and getting on the other side, just keep putting in the work. I mean, I wouldn't change a thing. And I'm blessed to be where I'm at.
The adversity continues. You have an incredibly strong arm. You've been through everything at the college level. And yet in this pre-draft season, if you look at your phone or you turn on TV, there's all these promos for the draft. And there's Williams, May, Daniels, McCarthy. There's not Rattler. How does that make you feel?
You know, as a competitor, you want your name up there, right? But a lot of these guys are talented. It's a really talented quarterback class. I respect everybody's game. Everybody plays a little different. You know a lot of these guys, if not all of them, but I feel like I can stack up versus every single one of them, and I'm one of those top guys as well. So, you know, everybody has an opinion, and I respect that, but, you know, the work is still being put in, and, you know, we're excited for the next chapter, that's for sure.
That's a great answer.
I love to hear that, and you can sense the competitive nature in you, and we always talk about it. Our show is on at every NFL building in the NFL. GMs, head coaches, they're all watching. Spencer, I want you to look at the camera and say why you should be one of the top quarterbacks taking in the draft this year.
You know, I feel like I'm a guy that has played in multiple different systems, you know, two of them being pro style. I feel like I'm a guy that has played in two big time conferences and had success, you know, acclimated with new teammates, was a three-time captain, had two different programs, you know, an elite passer, can make any throw on the field, you know, very accurate, great leader, and can process plays quickly, quick learner. And I just feel like I'm a dude. So that's what you're getting. And, you know, come in, put the work in. And like I said, we're nowhere near where we want to be, but the work's just getting started.
My man.
Let's go.
That's Spencer Rattler. He's done it all. All the good things are yet to come for him. A lot of quarterbacks. Make sure you look at Spencer Rattler, the dude. Thank you for coming on, man.
Appreciate you, man.
Appreciate you guys.
If you hadn't heard, College Pro Days are here. And with NFL Plus, get access to exclusive live coverage of top draft prospects. Check out LSU's Jaden Daniels today. You can check out UNC's Drake May tomorrow. You can catch it all on NFL Plus. Also, if you weren't aware, Easter is on Sunday.
That's right.
So we ask everyone, which player or coach would you like to take, or who would take an Easter egg hunt way too seriously?
Oh, great question.
This is an easy one for me, and I'm going with a former player, a guy that used to play for the New England Patriots. I'm going with this guy right here.
Why?
I want you to tell a story about you and Easter leading up to. A lot of people like to go to the mall and take pictures.
Sure, with the bunny.
The bunny. You have any past? Said guys who take it too seriously. I was the Easter bunny, dressed up at the mall, full Easter bunny, come take a picture. We had a little bit of an issue when to take a picture with a kid. Sue was a little too small, saw a little bit of my skin. It was like, the bunny's black. So that was a little bit of an issue. But I would be.
How did you end up getting that job?
From a friend.
Oh.
Was this like now as a player or like as a kid?
No, this was in high school.
Oh, it wasn't like a charity thing you did?
I wasn't pursuing her, no.
Oh, okay.
But no, I did. I did that. It was awesome.
Yeah, that was
I wouldn't take it too serious. You just wanted to throw that out there.
That was my bad, man.
Oh, that was a lot in that story.
Yeah. There's a lot. We could do the whole segment on that. What are we doing?
I didn't know about the black Easter bunny.
I didn't either.
It was just the chocolate ones that they have in the box. White chocolate.
All right, so what do you guys
think? I'm going with James Harrison. And take it way too serious. Big, strong guys throwing plates everywhere and lifting too strong. I'm going James Harrison.
I like that one.
I'm going to go with a coach, a former coach. I'm going with Belichick. We take it way too. First of all, he's got that soft spot where like he loves Halloween and stuff. Like I bet he loves Easter. I'm sure he loves eggs. Like they're kind of small and compact and white, like most of his wide receivers. And like I think that he would also go to Ernie Adams and be like, come up with a way we can shortcut this thing. Find some loophole in the Easter egg hunt rules through which none of the other coaches know it, and Ernie would have something brilliant. And turns out in egg hunt rule 27AB the third, you can't exactly go early and get the eggs before. And it's all by the book, of course, but I think he would beat the egg hunt.
But then they would get caught, and then they would ask Bill, what do you have to say 15 years later?
I have nothing out on that.
Nothing.
But Bill, we're paying you to be here for this documentary. Okay. I have nothing. Credible.
Got it.
I'd go Dan Campbell, because think about the speech you would give to the kids that you're doing the Easter egg hunt with. Maybe tackles. Maybe the eggs aren't even hard boiled. Maybe they're just raw. You catch them, you crack them on your forehead, throw it in the basket. Just tackling 5-year-olds left and right, Heisman them out of the way. Yeah, I'd go with Campbell.
You know what, Sarah? They say an Easter egg is like a hidden treat or something. Mm-hmm. And I feel like in a lot of ways you are an Easter egg for our show, because you come in, and you're Sarah, it's an Easter egg, in the best sense. So it's great to have you this week. I know there's some things you want to say.
Yeah, so I just wanted to say, obviously, the show is making a move, and I have been fortunate enough to fill in on the show many, many times, and I just wanted to say thank you, because never did you guys ever make me feel like I was filling in here. I was always just sort of made to feel like part of the team, and I just sort of added myself onto you guys. We went to Germany together, and I was like, what's my GMFB crew doing? I mean, I just inserted myself here, but from the people that work behind the scenes, the people in front of the cameras, and even just last night walking around New York, I've just, this neighborhood that I get to stay in, because of course I'm not here on the regular, so they put you up right here down by World Trade Center, and just everything about this experience, it has truly been the highlight of my career in terms of having fun on a show, and everyone's having a great time despite the hour of the morning you come in. Everyone's pumped to be here, and even just leaving New York and walking around last night, it's really nostalgic and sad, and I'm so sad to say goodbye to everybody. It was an amazing run, and so thank you guys all, and Peter and Jamie, who I love dearly, who is imminently awaiting an arrival. I talked to her last night. The baby wasn't here as of last night. Yeah. She's ready to go, and so I just wish everybody the best and love everyone here.
I love that. You're our very own Easter egg. We've welcomed you into our family, and one of the best things, we've gotten a chance to know Matt, your husband, as well, who you threw absolutely under the bus right here in New York.
How's he making his way back into the show?
His golf game. I'm kind of a Matt fan.
Matt's kind of a Jason fan.
No, I think there's a very important group of people, and you're among that group, who come in here as quote-unquote fill-ins or guest hosts or whatever, but not easy. And we talk about some nonsense here.
Very
we talk a lot of football, but it's real. And a lot of people show up, and they're like, I don't know if this is for me. But I'm going to talk about this more on Friday, but people like Sean O'Hara and Mike Robinson and Colleen Wolf, but certainly Sarah Walsh. Yeah. I remember vividly we were at the what we called the Talent Summit in Los Angeles, where everybody gets together. And you and I were talking, and you had never really been on the show before. It was a couple of years ago. Yeah. And I'm like, why aren't you coming on the show?
I love nonsense.
Yeah, and it's great. And you do, and you're really good at it. And I mean as a compliment. I'm the master at it. So I love when you come in, and you've been a great part of the
show. Sarah helped me get this job. She was the host
on
the 2 days.
Well, we were in Mount Laurel, New Jersey.
When they didn't invite us to
the movie. That was it.
Devin back tomorrow?
On behalf of my episode on Good Morning Football, we thank you, too.
Yeah.
We don't respect this film.
New York.
Love you guys. Love you, New York.
You go into your shower feeling tired, but as soon as you reach for the Irish Spring, your day immediately gets better. That crisp, fresh, unmistakable Irish Spring scent zings your brain and awakens your senses. So when you finally emerge from the shower 37 minutes later, because you pay the water bill so you can stay in there as long as you want, you're ready to take on the day and smell great doing it. Irish Spring Body Wash and Bar Soap. Fresh, green, Irish. Shop now at a store near you.
Awards Watch says Liam Neeson is at his best. Don't miss In the Land of Saints and Sinners. Having left his dark past behind, retired hitman Finbar Murphy, played by Neeson, leads a quiet life in a remote coastal Irish town. But when a menacing crew of terrorists arrive, Finbar is drawn into a vicious game of cat and mouse, forcing him to choose between exposing his secret identity or defending his friends and neighbors. In the Land of Saints and Sinners, from Samuel Goldwyn Films and Sony Pictures Home Entertainment. Watch it now on digital. Rated R.
Refinancing your car at Kemba Financial Credit Union can get you quick access to cash to help manage high-rate debts and expenses. Get up to $500 next day cash back, plus no payments for 90 days, and take cash equity out. Make your car work for you and drive away with extra cash. Apply at Kemba.org. Restrictions apply. Offer ends April 30th, 2024. Federally insured by NCUA.